Hello. I had a really interesting month and I learned like this mad life lesson. So last month, I went for a job interview just for like, I needed one day a week and I wanted it to be like a really touristy, cool, like candle-y interior place. I had nothing to do with like what I'd normally do, just as a little palate cleanse, and it's also a job that I use solely to make money for investments. Anyway, I went for this job interview and I got it, and I emailed the manager who'd interviewed me just like a simple question, and she wrote back and she was like just not a nice response. It was pretty aggressive and bit like intense after just asking a simple question. And bless her, I don't know what's going on in her life, but you know, and you know that wasn't about me. But anyway, the point being, I never want to have like a toxic boss. So I was like, oh god, this is such a test, like I can't say yes to this job. So I said no, and then magically like loads of things happened after that. And then this week, the lady, the manager who was rude to me, came into my workplace and tried to get a job there. And she didn't recognise me, but I recognised her. And she was talking to another person, saying how her previous workplace had just like gone bust and everything gone wrong in the past month, and she was looking for work. And it just made me realise like how the roles had reversed so much, because at my new place, they're always like, you know, this is a team place, like everyone has to get on with everyone, and like they always ask our input. It's a very small team. And I didn't say anything, but I was just like, isn't that so interesting how you can go basically just like be nice to people on the way up because you might meet them on the way down. And not saying ups are the best, downs are the great too, but it was just like a really, really funny little wink from the universe to just be like, be humble. And the lady didn't end up not getting the job because of hours or something, but it did had a real impact on me. And I remember, I'm just going to remember this. It was a really interesting life lesson. Hey guys, I'm just about to interview Carolina, who is an Argentinian astrologer. So if you're interested in astrology, or if you're interested in, I said the word interested there, but I kind of smushed it up. If you're interested in being an astrologer, she's here to help you understand how to do that if you've ever wanted to do it. And we're just going to try and break down all these myths in your brain that you can't actually do that for a job, because you can. And yeah, I'll see you at the end. Like, I'll just stay on and like pick things. But I just found one last week actually that was just, some of them are like guided meditations, yeah. And then some of them are like, you can watch this like wise man build a fire in the desert, and you're just sitting there.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, I did that one, and I was like, it's really nice.
That's
like
really nice.
Sometimes you don't want to, I don't want to be like, you don't want like the fake reality. It's like you're in, like they filmed it in a desert.
Oh wow!
So it's cool. That one's really cool.
I might just have a look at it later.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Just, you know, when we used to be here, we used to be able to be like, "Hey, come into," you know.
You,
like,
oh, you still can do. Obviously.
Yeah. Or like the soundbar. I don't have one in ages, right? And I don't know his book, but yeah, it's just so nice because I moved from Bath to Bristol, and I haven't been back much. And then today I was here and I was walking Bath. So I always walked, and then this place I loved. You know what I mean? Here all the time.
Yeah.
So you start here, and then you're doing this kind of podcast. What are you doing then? Tell me about you. Sorry.
Me, yeah. I do. So here, I do the reception. I do the sound baths.
Yeah.
And then I do tarot and Reiki
okay.
at Bath Holistic Massage.
Oh, nice.
But I'm going to start doing tarot here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because, like, there was no sort of set room available every week. So I'm okay. doing it more like, if you get in touch with me, then I'll book a room yeah. kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's only a very recent thing that okay. I've started doing.
Nice.
But, yeah. But welcome.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just curious. Yeah.
No, no, it's cool. I do all the editing stuff,
yeah.
so
yeah,
but thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah.
And so, if someone wouldn't know you, could you explain who you are and what it is you do?
Yeah, so I'm Carolina, I'm Argentinian. I got a degree in psychology, and I've always been really interested in like astrology and esotericism from like a really young age. So, I started studying astrology when I was 18. And tarot as well. I was quite rigid at the time, but then I had an accident that kind of changed my life. I got run over by a car and I broke my neck. So it was like 4 months where I had nothing to do. So I just kind of remember asking my mum if she could take me, you know, because I had this thing where it's called Hallow Vest, which is basically this horns. I'm going to say horns, it's like, how do you call it? Like, metals, I suppose, yeah. just drill at the first cape of my skull. Wow. I don't know if anyone has ever seen Mean Girls, but Regina George has it.
Regina,
I had that, so I couldn't move, I couldn't do anything. And the funny thing about all of this is that the week before, I said, no, I'm not going to start astrology because I go to the gym on Wednesdays. So it was a really weird thing. So then my mum used to take me, bless her, away from me for an hour and a half. I was the youngest there. I was like 18, everyone was like 50 something, 60, and I was just there thinking, this is amazing. So that's kind of where all my journey started, although I was always kind of interested in magic and books and things like that. But that was like 6 years of studying astrology, and then actually at the time I studied medicine because I wanted to do a psychiatrist, but then I realized that psychiatry and all these things I really liked didn't fully gel. So then I decided that I was going to do psychology because then that allowed me to travel and then kind of mix them both. So I finished my degree in astrology and psychology. And then I always kind of been studying a little bit about everything. I don't know, I did like bath flowers, I did a Reiki, I did Akashic Records at the time, which I didn't do anymore just because of my own reasons. And then recently, since I actually been in Bath, and I got into human design just because someone mentioned it, and I got a reading, and initially I didn't understand anything because I think astrologers were a little bit off. Oh, you know, astrologers are the best. We know these things. I realized I was a projector, which is a type of human design, and then I was like, oh my god, actually this makes a lot of sense. And also in my design, I'm an investigator, so it's almost like allowed me to really I don't know, give myself permission to understand that I've been actually studying for a long time. And I think it's just that I've been always and kind of think, so I need to do another course, I need to know more, I need to know these, and then that kind of opened me up into my intuition. But yeah, so now I do astrology, but because since human design, since I've been studying now for 3 years, and I just finished a different course, I cannot tell people the things I see. So if you ask me now, yes, I'm an astrologer, but also now I'm just get the charts, and then I just tell people information that I feel is the most relevant for them. And a full astrological reading, it takes 90 minutes, but you actually take 3 times of 90 minutes if you want to look at your whole chart.
Wow.
But you need to understand that you need to give people information. They can't take too much information at once.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, that's what I do. And then I realized certain things of human design, which I don't know if you know much about human design.
I do, awesome. Yeah.
And then I was like, I cannot tell someone if they got a gut feeling. I cannot tell someone if they're emotional or not. Do you know what I mean? Even if someone is a Pisces or a water sign, and they don't have an emotional wave, or do you know what I mean? They don't have solar plexus, then I'm like, do you know what I mean? So that's kind of given me so much of more information about the uniqueness of people. I don't know if this is going up.
No,
question.
This is perfect because I've wanted to speak to an astrologer for so long. I'm personally really interested in human design, and I have interviewed a girl last year about human design. But I'm always open to more
human design chats,
because for astrology, I think there's so many people who would love to do what you do.
Oh, thank you.
Because I can just tell. You know what you're talking about, like you're really passionate about it, and I just want people to know like what a useful tall it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you said, with the individual, like, making you more proud of your individuality.
Yes, yes.
And, like, there's probably not... Oh, that's just such a great thing.
Yeah, and I think for me, it's just... I could understand a lot of things from the theory, but it's only recently that I actually realised that we're all so different, you know what I mean? Yeah. And there's we're all unique. I think with astrology, it was the first time that I was like, of course, like... Because I guess I remember growing up and thinking... Why is not everyone like me? Like, why is not everyone just kind of seeing the world like me?
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm a Pisces, I'm double Pisces with Cancer rising, so I'm very, very sensitive. And also I'm emotional. So I was just, I don't know, her dad is Capricorn, and, you know what I mean? He couldn't express any emotions, and I was just like, does he not love me? You know what I mean? So all of these kind of things. So I started at such a young age that I was like, oh, this is why. No, it's just they're showing,
yes,
like, love in different ways.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, like, understand, I love studying myself, do you know, yeah, what I mean? So yeah, it's, yeah, something that I just love, and then kind of having all of this knowledge, it's just helped me to channel my energies in a little bit better. And then I got really passionate about understanding others. I guess this is my thing, I always try to understand. Sometimes I go over the top.
No, yeah,
no, you know, you. Sometimes some things they can't be understood fully, but you know what I mean, and the things I can't. And then I got really, really interested into understanding how everyone's behaviors was. And then, for example, or explaining mums or children, like, about the children, because, you know, and then these all information kind of, like, just, well, for now, kind of hit that, I don't know, spot of, like, all these things of understanding. It's like when I understand about conditioning with human design, that we're all kind of really pure, and then by the age of 7, you all get conditioned by society and by your parents. And then also, if your parents have a new different type of energy, yeah, because human design is mechanical, do you know what I mean? Astrology still has a lot of, like, well, this could be a little bit of these, you know, yeah, you're moon in Pisces, but you can't tell by the human sign is mechanical. So then I understood that if your parents are a different type, and they probably, they're doing their best, you know what I mean? They're trying to teach you how they know, but it's not the perfect thing that you should be doing with your energy.
Exactly.
And then it becomes all this process of the condition. So I think I'm passionate about this just because I love just seeing how unique people are. I think I'm always, it's a weird game I've got in my mind where I just go in and think, if I would hire this person for these, and I wanted, it was like this,
yes,
this, like, a business I've got in my mind that I'd be like, I'd be hiring this person for these, because it's the other thing, like, we put ourselves in situations that we think we need to be good at, or we need to be, I don't know, like, competing with each other, or really energetic because we need to be doing everything, but actually no, we need to understand our energies so we can put ourselves in the places that make us happy, and we actually use our skills and our gifts. Because how much people are frustrated or really bitter, do you know what I mean, in the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
And that is taking me a long time with my own experience to understand, you know.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And it's for anyone who is interested in astrology, yeah, what's your sun, moon, rising?
So I'm a Pisces sun,
yeah,
a Pisces moon, and a Cancer rising. So it's all cool. Water. What are you?
I'm Taurus sun, Taurus moon, and okay, Sag rising.
Oh, nice. I need to ask you a couple of things after these about Taurus. Okay. Sometimes we know things about theory, but it's different if you haven't engaged too much with different signs, you know what I mean? Like, maybe you with the Sag rising, you maybe been exposed a lot to Gemini just because of the seventh house, you know?
I have so many.
It's what you attract, you know, you're always going to be attracting Geminis. And then that's it. For me, is Aries, because my north node is in Aries. And everyone knows that. Same. I love Aries. Oh, yeah. What? How old are you?
I'm 37.
Oh, so am I. Yeah. So, yeah, our north node is in Aries, but it also depends in the house that it is, so, you know, who'll be attracted. So, yeah. Aries in my life. Yeah. And also then it's a progressed chart, which is like the chart at the moment you were born. It doesn't move, but then it's almost like there's something called a progressed chart, which is how the planets would constant kind of moving, like 1 degree is a bit complex, like degree a year. And then when you look at your progress chart, you're always going to be a Taurus, but your progress chart maybe in Gemini, you know, right, what I mean? Just keep moving. You won't move the whole, like, 12 signs,
yeah,
but you move about 3, just because depending how much you live.
Wow.
So it's so complex, but it's so interesting.
It's so interesting. So if you were going to give someone advice on, like, I want to be an astrologer, I have no idea how to do this, I don't know anyone who does this, where do you think they should just start as, like, a baby step so they're not overwhelmed?
A baby step. I mean, there's some really good websites that I found, for example, astro.com, which, you know, the pioneer of that, well, I mean, like, the Freud of psychology for me, astrology for me is, like, Liz Green. So Liz Green is what I don't know, she's amazing. She was one... So this astrology, there was traditional astrology, and Liz Green was one of the first ones to introduce psychological astrology.
Oh, wow.
So she, I think, was kind of said, oh, what are you doing? You know what I mean? It was quite bad. But then she developed this school. It's called School of Astrology in London. And then her website is quite psychological, and she's got loads of books. She's got a lot of seminars as well that people can read. I mean, I would always suggest to try to find a course, you know what I mean? Like a foundation course, and then do it, because... it's so much to learn. People, I'm not saying do only a course, but it's very overwhelming. And what I usually see is that sometimes people try to run before they can walk.
Mm.
So they maybe start looking at, well, where's my Pluto retrograde placement with these? And I'm like, yeah, fine.
Yeah.
But you can understand the energy of Pluto, but you can't understand it fully if you know what I mean, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not just saying that as moving advice if you just don't know the basics. For example, when we were studying, it was like, it was meant to be 4 years, but we had a Capricorn that kept asking loads of questions really slow. So he slowed us down. No disrespect to Capricorns, but it was like, I think he had a little Virgo as well. So every single question, he was just, yeah. But we did 6 years. And then until we didn't see rising signs until the third year.
Mm.
And I kind of remember being really, you know, kind of like, why, this is it? You know what I mean? We got angry because I just want to know everything. But there's a reason for that, because first you need to understand all of the elements, I guess the first, not elements, like, you know, fire, water, earth, and the other one. And then you need to understand the signs. Then you need to understand the planets. And then, you know, you kind of need to get familiarized with the chart. So it's quite a lot.
So like adding little layers and like integrating layers. That, yes. Like knowledge, like not just reading it, like fully feeling and being able to talk about it. And
yeah. So I guess my advice would maybe just read about signs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just read about a good book about signs, because there's a lot about there. And then maybe try to, for you to understand what's your sun, what's the essence, and what's the moon.
Yeah.
And then maybe what's a rising sign, if you want to understand rising. I mean, those are like the big threes, and then you're going to know a lot about it. But there's a lot of, you know, the little planets as well.
So that's a good place, like the foundation to sort of start,
yeah.
Find a course, learn about your sun,
yeah.
And moon rising.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't, like, you're right. There's like, it's like trying to swallow, like, thousands of years of knowledge.
Yeah. And it takes time, like, you know, I'm not the most, I am like that. I want to understand something and I just want to, like, know it all. But because I've been exposed to this system for, like, a long time, I know that it takes... to fully understanding. And I don't know, I can't say that I fully know everything, because sometimes every time you need to remind yourself of, especially at the end when you just start looking at transits and you start looking at how the planets go back and how, since you were born, yes, you were born as a sun and a moon in Taurus, but then there was planets around, you know,
yeah.
There were planets touching your chart constantly. So sometimes when you want to look back, all the aspects that you had, that's also really complicated. So you know what I mean, there's a lot of things that's been happening. So yes, I would say for me it's always helped to understand myself first and understand the signs, and then trying to put them together.
That's a great
in those three things.
Yeah, that's a really good piece of advice, like learning your own chart, or like trying to read your own chart,
mm-hmm.
and then because you know you, but like
mm-hmm.
you know if that's true or not, or like how you express XYZ.
The thing also with astrology as well is, yeah, it could be true, but also you could be having that energy in the shadows, you know what I mean? So that is also complicated, because you know what I mean, you may be reading about, I don't know, Taurus, and then you may see the aspects of Taurus that you don't really, I don't know, feel that that's you, but then also that's got to do with your level of consciousness. So there's a lot going on there. And the main kind of skill of an astrologer is just to be able to look at a chart and not, in my opinion, get so, you know, hooked on the little details, because then you can't see the whole, like, you know, what was I saying? Like, you're seeing the trees and not seeing the forest kind of thing, so you know. So
yeah.
I'm more of a Pisces, so I'm not much of a Virgo reading. You know, I know that people that may wear a lot of Virgo, they love going into the details because they think every single detail is value, but that's not my way of doing it. And I remember that.
Got it.
My teacher was a little bit like that, and then I remember that I wasn't good enough because I wasn't doing that, and then I had to find my own way of reading charts, which is literally, I'm a Pisces, so I'm just going to look at the whole thing, and then I'm going to be thinking about what the person brings to me. So sometimes I'm like, I don't know why I'm saying the things I'm saying, and I'm literally seeing them in the chart, but I'm also kind of connecting to the reactions of the same. So for me, I found that
even if I give people quite a lot of information on what I'm seeing without explaining what that means, unless someone is an astrology student, because it's an astrology student, then of course I loved explaining why the dynamics are all like this.
Yeah.
But one of the main criticisms I had from people when they go to astrologers is that astrologer says, well, your moon is in Taurus conjunct Pluto, so and this is square Mars, and this is like, and then they're like, what does that mean?
What on earth are you saying?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's so unrelated, but you're like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. I sometimes like to say that this is the aspect that I'm going to be talking about, but then I try to just come away from the technicalism. For us, if we say that Mars is square Saturn, we're saying so much in those things.
Yes. It's like you need to be really good at explaining quite complex things in a simple, tangible way.
Yeah.
So it's like relatable and you're not just like confusing people.
Yeah, or maybe more in a holistic way, or maybe more in an integrative way where, you know, this is you right now that I'm talking about. I don't know exactly at the moment of your, you know, individuality that you are or life. So first of all, I need to ask what's been going on and what level of the rising sign you are at the moment, what's been happening so far. We're not trying to get information, we're just trying to see where the person is, what level of consciousness they got, how they understand their essence. There's sometimes when people are already here and you can just go really like deep, and sometimes like you need to just go from the basics to understand that. What is an emotion, or what is the essence, or how is all of these energies talking with themselves? And one of the main things that astrology helped me in is like understanding that I wasn't crazy. Because, you know, you just don't understand yourself, and then one day you're this, and then one second you're that, and then all these emotions, and I was like, oh, I guess, yeah, we could always give an example or an explanation due to some sort of astrological.
Totally, yeah. Oh my God, I can't really, yeah, I really relate to that.
Yeah.
Are there any course? I mean, the courses you did the school, astrology school. Sorry, You did the what course did you?
So I studied in Argentina. I didn't do the London one. I studied in Argentina. I was 18. There was a school of place in Argentina. There's like a famous school of astrology. But then one of my teachers went there, and then she did her own way of doing it, which is very Jungian way. You know I mean? It's very psychological. So yeah, I was just going, you know what I mean? There's no places in the world that I know that they do astrology as a degree. Apparently in the UK they used to do it. Fun fact is like Uranus was discovered here in Bath.
I heard about this the other day. Yeah, that's really
cool. There's a lot of astrologers, old school astrologers I know from here, that they know Liz Green, and they all went to university together, and then there's this thing. But I think then Liz Green tried to do these schools. But there's always like loads of schools. There's like people online teaching, you know. I'm kind of trying to teach in that way now that I'm more like, okay, I've got something to say. But anyway, just find anything that feels suitable for you and, you know, affordable, because it's difficult on them. But I would recommend just to do a bit of a slow pace. Because now when I've been studying human design, I obviously said, oh yeah, I'm going to understand that and that. It's like year three, they already told us it's going to be seven. Mm. I mean, there's time.
Yeah.
To fully understand the whole system. So, yeah.
I mean, it's only, you're right. It's like how, it's about, I guess, I can imagine it'd be like, you have to feel confident enough. Like, what was it like when you first, like, did your first kind of professional paid reading? Like, how did you feel doing that, and like what advice would you give to someone who wants to do that?
Yeah, so when I, because I was the youngest in my course, I had this thing where I thought I didn't have enough life experience. You know what I mean? So I was reading the charts of someone that was 53, 60, and I just remember being so young thinking, what am I going to tell them? What am I going to teach them? What am I going to say if I haven't actually, I can know the energies from the book, but I don't fully know. But that was on my own insecurity. And then at the beginning, I didn't feel like I wanted to charge because I love doing it so much. And then I was almost kind of very, I think I tried to overwhelm people with a lot of information because I knew a lot.
Yeah.
And then at one point I had to just say, well, hold on, I can't. I mean, I know a lot because I've been studying like for a really long time. And then I also didn't feel like I knew a lot, but actually I did. So then I didn't want, I wanted to make these readings like meaningful, do you know what I mean? I didn't want them to go, like I said, with loads of information. I had a lot of people, maybe my dad or my dad's friends being, but I don't understand what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, why are you speaking so difficult?
Yeah.
And I was just like, it's no difficult. It's like no brainer. But then what was a no brainer for me, I had to just adapt to what others were, you know what I mean? And where they were coming from, you know, accountants, whatever. Not that accountants can't do astrology, but you know what I mean? There's like these. So My advice would be find the way that works for you. Find the way where you can connect with the chart, where you can connect to astrology and what makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. And then just go with your way of doing it. And obviously also really value your time. So then that's one of the main things, is that I value my time. So always need to charge, because it's an energetic exchange.
Yeah.
Anything you do is always an energetic exchange. So when you're going to a place, you can help a friend, of course. Like all my friends, like they have astrology tips for life. If I really like them, yeah, let's do it together. Mm. But if it's someone that you don't know, then yes, it's my time that you're paying for.
Yeah.
And then you are investing in yourself. So there's no this thing of, no, I'm not going to charge you. So you need to just set up a price. And this is something that, you know, I'm more of a 37 now, but you know, when I was in my 20s, I used to just feel really bad about charging because I loved it so much. But no, now that's what I teach, is like the boundary of you're gonna have to meet. Obviously, if you can't pay or anything like that, of course I'm gonna, maybe if you're a student or something, I'm gonna give you a discount, because I can actually love if someone is so interested in that, I would go above and beyond. But then if the people just want your knowledge discourse, then you know what I mean, you just need to learn to understand and prioritize your own time.
Great. Yes.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
With anything you do as well, like, you know what I mean? Because people think like, oh, well, I don't know scores or anything. But again, I always think about it. It's my time.
You're right. It's like, and it's a professional, like, that you're going to a professional person who's invested in training. And
exactly.
This isn't just some like woo aloof subject that you just put, like, it's not a party trick. Like, it's a genuine, a professional experience. You wouldn't do that at, you know, any other place.
And I love what you just said, Grace. It's like exactly that. You invested into a little training. You invested a lot of time into really trying to understand, so that I think that's what we're paying for, time. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I think my new charts, I'm trying to develop something different. It's like, it's almost like, see what people want to talk about. Because I got people sometimes coming and saying, well, I want to talk about this. I want to talk about my solar revolution. I want to talk about that. But in my list of priorities at the moment is like, I cannot explain to people certain things about themselves before they try to know how their year is going to go. You know what I mean?
So
I know that I'm not being like, well, you know, I'm only going to talk about what I want to talk. No, of course not. But I think I'm just trying to kind of maybe get a set price or something where people just pay for my time, and then, you know, just teach certain things, and then we can go from there. Because yes, it's good. I can look at how your year is going to go.
Yeah.
But I've never been, I don't like predictive things. I agree.
You've got your own free will.
I don't like I'm very sensitive, so I've been conditioned a lot by what people say. So yes, I can look at energies in the terms of how the year is going to go. But because I think Virgo is not too much in my chart, I'm not just going to look back month to month and then tell you that this day, you know, Saturn is going to touch your moon. I know it's energies and potentially it's going to happen, but I just don't like people to think that way. So I always also recommend as well to people that if they want that, just find the professional that is going to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Sometimes people message me and say, do you do predictive astrology? Because I know someone that would predict when I'm going to meet my future husband and when I'm going to meet something like that. And I said, no, I don't. So,
yeah.
But, you know, I don't take it personal. It's just more, I would recommend people that it's different for me.
Yes.
Just to go and do that. So one of my very dear friends, she's a Virgo, she's an astrologer. And she's completely different. So sometimes we just do, and we can learn from each other. The main thing is just not to put ourselves into, oh my gosh, she's better than me or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a live and we talk about experiences. And I'm fascinated because I'm looking at her thinking, I can never meet anyone that lives life such from a different perspective than mine.
Yeah, and how cool is that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's so fascinating. And like, that's awesome for you.
Yeah.
And you can see it works for her.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're just like encouraging that individuality rather than trying to like, you should do it my way.
Yeah. I think when I was growing up, I was a bit more like, yeah, I thought I needed to do it a certain way. So I felt a bit less just by seeing this, because it's so much.
Yeah.
But now at the moment, I think I just kind of grew a level of confidence where I'm like, I'm just like, wow, people see life like that. What the hell?
I know.
But then if the other practitioner is also open and be like, you know, I had a lot of compliments and saying, I can't believe, how are you talking? You know, I think I used to think I was really chaotic. I used to think like my way of reading things is all over the place. Because also I don't have an astro define, you know, human design. So I think I'm a bit like, I just get information, I just talk.
Mm.
Maybe I don't organize it the best way. So I used to put myself down because of that. But now I'm like, well, I need to trust that if someone's coming to me because they found me and they got their invitation, it's because they needed me to talk to them.
Yes.
Mm.
Oh my God, I completely get that.
Yeah.
Do lots of people come to you for like love? Like, when am I going to meet the love of my life? When I was younger, I was obsessed with looking at my Venus is in Gemini.
Okay.
And I was like, what does this mean? I went, I would be on like astro.com and like Cafe Astrology.
Yeah, oh, Cafe Astrology is a good one.
Yeah, I'd just be on there all the time, just being like, like looking it up and trying to like figure it out. And I didn't really understand. But only recently I've kind of clicked that I find, you might be helpful to understand this, but I find really funny, emotionally intelligent men really attractive. So if I'm talking to you and you're like, my brain is stimulated, I'm really attracted to that. Obviously you need that physical attraction piece, but there's something about guys like that. And I haven't been spending, I've very rarely been with guys like that, but I've just, it's a really attractive trait.
Is it, do they have to be funny or do they have to be intelligent or like with facts or anything, or they have to be funny?
I like both, but I just like a playful, funny person, but I like someone who can talk about, you know, hedgehogs and then talk about like deep vulnerable things and be able to like hold a space for that and not think it's like lame or weird.
So when people come to me to talk about love, I kind of listen to what I gotta say and then kind of like maybe instantly dismissing it without dismissing it, just because I've been in that position. So I recently had someone messaging me, I think without giving names, she was quite young, in her 20s. She actually wrote me something really big saying like, you know, I'm desperate, like, you know, I'm never gonna find love, you know what I mean, I'm you know, this is a hard thing and blah, blah, blah. And I kind of like, I think related to that, so I think I responded something quite long actually and saying, listen, you know, if you come to me, I'm not gonna tell you when you're gonna meet your next husband or boyfriend because I don't know, but you know what I mean, but I can tell you more about yourself and love. So I think I always just try to put it back to themselves in terms of what love means for them, what values are. And speaking to Venus, I recently done a workshop about Venus. So Venus is something that I got Venus in the seventh house, so I tend to protect that energy. So it's only in the last couple of years when I started dancing that I started connecting to that energy. And then, you know, from, I know I could read about Venus, but I didn't fully like ingrain that knowledge into my body until I've done this thing. So in terms of Venus, is what you value in life. So the more you are, of course you're going to be attracted to people that they're into facts and intelligent and witty and all of that, but actually the key to that is like, the more you are connected to your energy for yourself, the more facts you have, the more you work on your ways of maybe knowledge. If knowledge is what you value, do you see what I mean? Knowledge, facts, being able to be here and there, being able to multitask, and the more you do that, the more you're gonna love yourself. And then yes, maybe you'll find the man that also values that, but it's all about values. It's kind of like making that list of what do you really value. If you don't know, look at your Venus, because then it will give you some information about what is it that you really value in life, and then you just make that your, I don't know, your Bible, I suppose. And then you just go, okay, how can I be closer to these instead of just projecting it onto others? Because if you go through life thinking that you're not funny and you don't have enough facts or anything, of course you're going to be attracted to that, but all you're going to be doing is just project your own energy onto them, so then you can bring it back. So yes, I mean, probably just with me, it's about love. I'm going to tell people what, like I told you at the beginning, like you're going to be attracting, because it's something that complements your energy. But then I'm also saying compatibilities, I'm not soaking so much all the time, because we can sometimes look at, compatible with this, but sometimes so if there's something bigger and the person is working really hard on their own self-development, then that you don't need to find that person, like, so that you can be that person, you know what I mean? You can be the aspects of yourself that you said, like the facts, like these, like that. And then, of course, maybe someone comes in and then you both are the same. But not necessarily you're only going to be attracted to that. You just need to see it as a way that you are. And your Venus, your feminine energy, that free part of you that has no conditions. It's on the moon, you know what I mean? It's Venus. And then that relates in love, but in a way, that's what it means. It means that you really value those things and they attract you.
That is so interesting.
I mean, I used to be a bit like, oh, well, my Venus is in Capricorn, so if this Venus is Capricorn, oh, no, that's not going to work. And that's not the right way of seeing astrology, you know what I mean? I do all the time, like, I'm not going to just be here, that I'm this kind of healed.
No, you're right. I just forget about it now. I'm like, I just remember, it just popped into my head being younger and being like,
but pay attention, because maybe the people that you've been around, just partners or friendships or anything like that, they may have some kind of Gemini aspect that you feel drawn to, you know, or someone that...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I could definitely relate to
sometimes
that.
Sometimes someone has a Gemini in the 12th house, so you may not see someone having like that. I got a Gemini in the 12th house, for example.
Mm.
And then, you know, maybe my Gemini energy is not fully seen. I remember having, I thought I had a lot of Gemini in me, and then my Gemini friend said, "You have no Gemini in you." I was like, "What the hell?" You know what I mean? It's like,
So yeah, we were talking about the School of Astrology, so yeah, you can go and like go on their website, they've got loads of free stuff. Sometimes I'm dared to type in like astrology into YouTube and I've found things that I don't resonate with, and I've probably found one person I think, oh, they kind of speak my language, like essence, like energy wise I like how they speak, it's not too much, and then I've learned stuff.
For sure. Find that person. I think that you need to like be enlightened by what they're saying. You need to really connect to what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And then I was saying in this strategy with these seminars is that you can go and pick the subject and then you can just go and like learn about different things that you may want to know. Obviously some of this stuff are really, really astrology deep, but you can always learn from it. I mean, the main thing would be try not to get overwhelmed with the things you don't understand. Because sometimes, you know, when you're reading a book, there's a good book called, I think it's from Peter Eyman, and it's called Thread, The Magic Thread. And that one is a really good book because he explains about elements, but then sometimes he drops some kind of like astrological lingo. Mm. And I guess I would say just try to just get more of the bigger picture and get focused so much on the details of the things you don't understand, because you're still kind of absorbing information by osmosis. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
So you know, even if in that talk you only understood a little bit of it or one thing, just take it with you. You know what I mean?
Great.
But don't, I guess, attach to one single piece of information that you saw. So, you know, maybe you read that Taurus is like this, and then, you know, you go somewhere else and it says no. I mean, obviously, there's a certain characteristic, but always remember as well about your level of consciousness. So sometimes, like, when I do my videos, people are like, why do we all hate Libras? And I'm like, well, it's not about the Libra energy. It's about the person that you may not be, you know, I'm not going to swear in this podcast, but, you know, I may not be, like, the best person. So it's always about the level of them as well. Yes, there's some aspects of them that you may not fully tell if you really like honesty, and you may see someone flirting and then, you know, kind of playing, which is very familiar of the air signs, which is more like you're just going to flirt for fun. And then they love it. You know what I mean? So they actually don't take it personal. But then maybe if you do something like that with someone that's got quite a lot of water, which they may not really flirt for the sake of flirting, then that would be just create conflicts. So you know what I mean, it's more understanding that what is that person's intention in what they're doing, and then trying to understand them for who they are. But obviously if he doesn't like match with you, you know.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do that? And like, where can they find you?
So I've got a website. So my website is literally my name, so it's like www.carolinaaguilon.com. I also got an Instagram that is at astro_galaxia. But you can put it there. And then so my Instagram, I try to post loads of things. I think I've kind of been changing my view at the moment. I don't know, it's just a bit like there. And then and now on my website I got a possibility to write blogs, so I'm kind of always just writing things from my website. Or they can get to me through email or then my Instagram, and there's also my email address, so people, if they've got any queries, they can ask me.
So they can book in with you.
They can book in. They can ask me. I'm also doing loads of workshops. I've done this, like I said, Venus workshop. That was really nice. And then we did some part of embodiment. So I'm kind of always around. And I think I like responding if it's the right level of invitation for me, you know, like this podcast. So thank you so much for reaching out. I really like loved it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming on. Is there anything else you wanted to like?
Yes, I want to say one more thing, which is something from my personal experience. I think when I was growing up as well, like I used to see a lot of people talking about healing, and you know what I mean, kind of putting like this aspect of, you know, gurus or healing, so I know more, or I know these. And so my recommendation to people as well would be, don't believe much anyone that says that they have the ultimate truth about anything or that they're healing. So, you know, they talk about healers. You know what I mean? I was like, we're all healers, actually. We all have 100%. The ability to heal. We all have our own unique strengths. So don't make my mistake of putting all my power onto these people that actually don't really, sometimes don't even have the awareness, or they're fully connected. So they may be quite good intuitively or they make channeled or anything like that, but you need to test in the spiritual world. You need to be really careful about who is grounded, who is actually putting some work, who is working on their attachments, who is actually trying to really be a best person on themselves. Because you'd be a good person, but if you're not doing any work, and the main thing is, yeah, in all of these kind of healers, just don't believe, because you've got the whole capacity to heal yourself.
Yes.
And even me as an astrologer, like, I had someone once asking me, does my mum love me? And I said, well, I'm not going to answer that, because I can answer that. And I said, if anyone answers that, don't believe them. Even if you say yes or is a no, because you know what I mean? You're not just going to go through life asking people something about that. I'm going to explain to you, from what I can see, how I believe your mum shows love. And then now is this for you to say, I mean, I think that from what you're telling me, mm-hmm. and this is my personal opinion, this is not the truth, and what I'm seeing as a mum, because this person had a moon in Capricorn, so it's quite a tough moon sometimes to have. Tough, you know, it's not good and right, but just for the archetype of what my mum should be in the consciousness and, you know, society, then it is sometimes just a little bit conflict, I find, with people with this moon. So then I was just kind of saying, well, so I was just kind of going to what the mum did. And the mum was always working to give them what they could. You know, they never had no food, they never had no money or anything like that. You know what I mean? So it's different ways of showing love. That's what I'm going to say. So in a way, I'm going to put people to say, this is how your mum expressed love according to your chart. Then you tell me if this is what's happened, and then you can make your own conclusion. So that's my main biggest advice to everyone. Do not believe any single truth from anyone else. You need to get to your point to discover your own truth.
Take what resonates, leave the rest. Also, it's all about someone who's helping you empower yourself.
100%.
It's not about false gods and like worshipping people or putting people on pedestals. We're not gatekeepers. That's literally why I made this podcast. I was like, dispel this myth that there's gatekeepers and there's only certain people who get to, like, we're just picked by the angels and we get to do this.
Oh, God.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
You can do it. And that's why I wanted you on, so you can break it down for people so they can go, oh, my God, I want to be an astrologer.
Do it. Please
do it.
Yeah, of course. Anyone can be. I mean, I also, in my profession as well, like, I used to just be people that they were really good with getting information and then repeating it. So, you know what I mean? So that would kind of mean, because I don't feel like I'm the best at repeating energy. You know what I mean? I think for me, I had to just fully understand it for then maybe able to talk. Yeah. All the things I'm talking about, I think it's just the accumulation of experience. But if I have to read a book and then recite it in YouTube, I can't, like, I always felt like I didn't have really good communication, like, skills. Now, I am able, and this is something I've been studying in my latest course, is to see who is authentic and who isn't. So I'm going to be looking at YouTube, and this is something to encourage people. It's like to just do things from the heart and the things that really resonate with them, because I go to YouTube and then looking at someone talking, and I can just tell instantly if they're just got good memory and then reciting a book, or they actually know what they're talking about.
It's coming from the heart.
Exactly. So if you know that, then that is energy that doesn't speak, but people would find you. There's always people that would find you if you are the medicine for them.
Oh, on that note. Thank you so much to Carolina for talking to me about all things astrology. I hope you guys really liked it. I absolutely love talking to her. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye.